Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined by Pella Lions Club board member, Daryl Dobernecker.
Right, Daryl, it's great having you on the program today. Let people know exactly why you're here.
Well, we have an upcoming event, our annual pork supper with the Pella Lions, which is a big fundraiser for many of the projects that we try to support, and we'd like to talk about that a little bit.
So in a general sense, for people who might not know, what is the Lions Club?
The Lions Club is a service club. It's all over the world, and we do an awfully lot of work in the area of the blind. We support a lot of different programs with the blind, and we're also into hearing aid programs now, leader dog programs, and we support a lot of the local charities also, or groups that we feel fit in line with what the Lions like to support. So it's not only away from here, but also a lot of local groups too.
How many members do you have?
Currently, we have 42 members. We're always looking for some good new ones, too.
Well, and I was just going to ask that. What type of person is either eligible or tends to join and have a good time being a part of the Lions Club?
Well, I think male or female, most anyone is eligible to be a member. And I think the main thing, I know in my case, and I think with most of the people, it's just a matter of wanting to give back to the community, and this is a way you can do it with all the services that we work with.
So you guys do a lot of fundraising, as you mentioned. I grew up in a really small town, a tiny town, just a couple thousand, and I always think of those mints that have the Lions Club on it. But you guys probably do a lot of other things, too. Tell us about that.
Well, we actually have about three main events. One, of course, is Tulip Time, and hopefully this year we won't have snow, because I think last year was our weakest year, and we had to actually cut down on some of our contributions because we didn't have as much income. The pork supper is probably the biggest one, and we also have a breakfast, and we look at other ways. We might have a couple different meals during the year where we try to raise some funds also.
Well, and those funds go to some really cool causes. We can touch on some other ones, but let's start with the Leader Dog program that you guys have had such an impact with.
Well, we're very proud of the fact that of all the Lions Clubs in Iowa, we have currently supported 29 leader dog training. This means if we put in $500 for each leader dog, that goes toward helping train this dog to eventually go out and be with the blind people. And we're very proud of that. We usually support at least a couple, maybe as many as four per year. And that is one of the highlights of our club, you might say.
Well, and we were talking about something pre-interview that's pretty cool. There's an interesting connection with who actually trains a lot of these dogs. Tell us about that.
Well, several of our prisons in Iowa are participating in this program. In fact, recently we had a couple young men who were incarcerated at Newton, and they both were responsible for training a couple dogs. And it has been good for the dogs, but it's been even better for these men who, or women, who are working with him, because it gives them something to really get attached to, and they both commented that it was very beneficial for their work where they're at.
Again, we're here with Daryl on today's Let's Talk Pella from Pella Lions Club. Daryl, let's make sure we get people all the information for how they can come out to your pork sandwich supper and participate and raise some money for you guys.
Well, yes. People may pick up advance tickets. Many of the Lions, or all of the Lions Club members, are selling tickets. And if you don't know who some of those are, we're very happy that our local Subways are making tickets available, as well as the Monroe Subway. So we're very grateful to them for helping out in this. The actual event itself, the supper, will be March 27th. And it is held at the Jefferson School, and it'll be running from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. And we just hope a lot of people can take part in it, give Mother the night off, and pick her up some good sandwiches.
So this is a family event. This isn't just for adults, right?
Oh, absolutely. More kids, the merrier.
Very good, Daryl. Well, we appreciate your service to the community. It sounds like you guys are doing wonderful things and helping out a lot of people in the meantime. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank KNIA, KRLS for all your support, too. Appreciate it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Daryl Domenecker, for joining us on the program today. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.